Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. In our study of the New Testament, we come to the book of John. 1 John tells us about walking in light, chapters 1 and 2, and walking in love, chapters 3 through 5. Walking in the light means that we recognize we do sin. We must confess and admit that, for if we don't, we make God a liar. And it means we access the sacrifice of Jesus through confession and repentance. And so when we talk about walking in the light, that means a continual striving to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ every day. Are we really walking in the steps of Christ? 1 Peter 2, verse 21. In chapter 2, John tells us that walking in the light means that we must avoid walking in the error of worldliness. Do not love the world or all that is in the world, John says. For the love of the world is not of the Father. Lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, that's not of the Father. It's of the evil one and it's passing away. Walking in light means I do my best to avoid walking the ways of the world that are sinful. Then in chapters 3 through 5, John identifies that not only must we walk in light, but we've got to walk in love. God is love. 1 John 4 verse 8 says, and Christians must love their brethren. 1 John chapter 3, must love God and His teaching. Chapter 4, and must love the truth enough to follow its teaching all the days of their life. Friend, as we think about walking in the light, we ask you to consider honestly today, are you even in the light? To be in the light means to be in Christ. Are you in Christ? Well, you may be asking yourself, what do you mean in Christ? How do I get in Christ? The Bible makes that abundantly clear. In Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says we are buried with Him in baptism in which we're baptized into Christ. You hear the word? You've got to believe in Jesus, repent of your sins, and confess His name, and then you're baptized into Christ. And so you can't walk in the light if you're not in Christ. If you're not in Christ, we're begging you, in view of John's message, to walk in the light. Won't you be baptized and get in the light today?
Be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.